Morgan White is the liaison for facilities and services at the Institute for Sustainability, Energy, and the Environment. No idea what I just said, Morgan, but good morning.
Hello.
So
how are you doing?
I'm great. I can't wait to pick your massive brain here. How many solar panels does it take to make me perfect at home? I mean, I have no idea. When I see these solar panels right off of Windsor Road, what is that powering, like a building, or how? I don't know what a solar panel does. This is where we're starting from, Morgan.
Okay. So we've got the ones on Windsor Road are called Solar Farm One. It's about 21 acres of solar panels. And it gives us about 2% of what campus needs for electricity, not including heating and cooling. And then Solar Farm 2, which is down at Curtis Road and just went active in January of this year, it's got 54 acres. And together, along with our wind agreement and about a dozen on-campus buildings and around the campus area, and including Allerton, we're making about 50 million kilowatt hours in a year of solar on campus and the wind agreement, so clean power.
Okay, so is that doing what, 5% now? 12%, okay.
It's 12%, including the wind power from off campus from Lincoln, Illinois at Rail Splitter Wind Farm. All of that is electricity. And that's why we're so excited about the geothermal, because electricity is super important. Clean power, solar, wind, go for it. There are so many great programs in town, like that Solar Urbana-Champaign program or the municipal aggregation programs that get you clean power at home. But none of that addresses your heating and cooling unless you have electric heating. So what we need to do is we need to get into how do we get clean thermal energy. And that's where geothermal is really just so exciting for me.
And I'm going to dig way down there to get this, right? How deep do I go?
Well, that's also different, because a lot of people think that geothermal is to dig really far down and find the heat, like get down to the core of the earth or something.
Hold on. Magma. I know that word. Magma. Yeah.
Magma. No, that's not what we're doing here in the West.
Darn it.
We're doing something called that's more about heat exchange. So you get your geothermal underground, and as soon as you're, 5 or 10 feet down, all of that temperature is really consistent the whole year. So instead of trying to change your freezing cold air in the summer or hot and humid, nasty air in the freezing cold in the winter or hot, humid, nasty in the summer, and trying to convert that to a comfortable indoor space with air exchange, air heat pumps, we use this ground source heat pump, and we're really just trying to go from 55 to 70.
Okay, that's doable. Morgan, can you come and help me do this at my house? I mean, you know.
I can. I'll tell you what you need to do.
Okay.
I just did it at my house. You call the Geothermal Urbana-Champaign Program.
Okay.
Okay, and City of Urbana is a great resource for finding them. Geo Urbana-Champaign, it's just like that Solar Urbana-Champaign where they figured out everything. You don't have to know about it. You just call them up. They walk you through it, and you can start getting clean thermal energy. And you can do both. You can do the geothermal Urbana and the solar thermal.
Are there subsidies and stuff for that kind of thing, or no?
There are tax incentives all over the place.
Okay.
And then this bulk program actually gives you a discount because they have everyone buying it together, right? It's like buying volume.
Yeah.
And they just got a milestone today. I don't know if you saw that news release, but they just reached the first milestone. So everyone who's already signed up for the geothermal Urbana-Champaign is getting a cash back incentive on top of the tax incentive.
Well, okay. Now we're talking my language. I like it. Okay. So one other thing that's kind of silly, but when we had all that hail a year ago, didn't that hurt the solar panels?
No, it really didn't.
Wow.
There's no dents on that. There's some dents on my car, but there were not dents on the floor.
Wow, that's cool.
They're strong.
Yeah.
I got to say, there's this group that I'm very happy about, because we did this last geothermal system. It's the biggest one in town and on campus. It's 135 tons of heat capability. And it was something that is just really special because it's not done the normal way. So a lot of people use this rule of thumb to put in geothermal. They say, if you have this many, if it's this big, then you need this many boreholes, like with the wells that they drill down into the ground. That's the most expensive part. And what we did at the U of I that's just really transformative is we took the research that our scientists are doing through the Illinois Geothermal Coalition, and we partnered with the P3 company, Vermilion Campbell, who was building this campus instructional facility, and we integrated the science into the design. And by doing that, they were able to cut from 60 to 40 boreholes. It was a huge cut in cost. It's just amazing.
Well, Morgan,
excited.
It's been really cool seeing so many groups on campus working together and getting it done.
We've got people from all, in fact, with this Illinois Geothermal Coalition, that was something that I started talking with some people from the Illinois State Water Survey and the Illinois State Geological Survey and the Illinois Water Resources Center and the Institute for Sustainability, Energy and Environment. And I'm not even getting to everybody because there's a whole group of us talking together about geothermal is such a great opportunity in the Midwest, but people don't know it. And they don't really know what it means. And we just really want people to learn about it. So you got to sign up for one of those Geo Power Hours and you know, give me a call. I'll explain it to you. Yeah. And we've got a lot of opportunity here to really cut emissions.
Got a text in from Kent. Meadowbrook Community Church has geothermal for the newer building.
Nice.
I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Geo Power Hour is something I want to sign up for. Well, what do we do, Morgan?
You go to the Geothermal Urbana-Champaign website. And I think the easiest one to do off the top of your head is geothermal.illinois.edu, and it'll connect you all kinds of different resources. That's that coalition that we formed. And you sign up for a Geo Power Hour. There's just one left because this bulk program is, the deadline to sign up is May 30th.
Okay.
Yeah. So is the director of operations over there vacant? You're looking for a person? Is that what I understand? Maintenance and alterations? I see.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot of
I want to apply for that, Morgan, and I'd like to have your help in me getting that job.
Okay.
And then I'll just ask you questions because I want the job, but I don't know what I'm talking about, okay?
I've been working at facilities and services for almost 20 years. I love it.
Listen,
and I think lots of people should apply.
If I could just give you a little constructive criticism, Morgan, I would encourage you to be enthusiastic about your work. And
pretty cool.
Oh, my God. You love getting up and going to work every day because you love this whole thing, and that's exciting.
Annual savings of $45,000 to the U of I, too. Way to go, Morgan.
Thank you. It's really a great program.
Well, we're proud of your work. Keep it going. Nice visiting. Good luck.
Thanks for having me.
Morgan White, University of Illinois.
Geothermal.illinois.edu.
8:30, coming back. Half hour yet to go.